We turn to those verses we read earlier, Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37 is the section I've been asked to speak about this morning. Mark is writing his gospel under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit. He wants to show his readers that the Lord Jesus Christ is God's perfect servant. We'll come to some words soon in Mark chapter 10 where it says of the Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. That's a great statement, isn't it? The Lord of heaven and earth. He didn't come to be served, he came to serve. What an example for the Christian. The Lord Jesus Christ indeed is the perfect servant. So it's no surprise when we get to the end of our reading, we find these words. He hath done all things well. Now that can't be said about us. That cannot be said about myself. It cannot be said about anyone in this world. But it can be said about our Lord Jesus Christ. He has done all things well. And when you look at his life, recorded in the Gospels, you see everything he did was so good and so perfect. Whether it was the miracles, whether it was his teaching, whether it was just his whole manner of life, how he handled people, he did all things well. And we can go on and say furthermore when we look at the greatness of our person, of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we think about creation, the wonder of the universe, This world which teems with life, our very eyesight, our hearing, our speaking, we can say, in all of his creation, he has done all things well. And when we think about salvation, when we think about the marvelous way he came into this world via a virgin birth. His sinless life. His great atoning death on the cross of Calvary. His resurrection, his ascension, his intercession in heaven. That very moment when he'll come again in glory. The wonder of conversion. The wonder of how he builds his church. We can say, he has done all things well. Well, I'm going to say a bit more about that lovely thought as we conclude. I might get carried away else. I need to speak about two miracles which are in our verses this morning. And we do have two miracles recorded for us. You'll notice that one of them was performed outside of the land of Israel, in the borders of Tyre and Sidon, verse 24. The other one was in the land of Israel, Decapolis, by the Sea of Galilee. The first one concerned a woman. And Mark puts in this lovely little bit, her young daughter. Her young daughter. It was about a young daughter who had an unclean spirit. And this dear mother comes and pours out her soul to the Lord Jesus Christ to come and heal her daughter. The second miracle is a man. He couldn't say anything. He couldn't hear anything. He was deaf and he was dumb. In the first miracle, the healing of the young daughter, the Lord Jesus Christ never saw the young daughter. Yet a wonderful miracle was performed. It was an answer to her mother's request. The second miracle, well, he did see the man. He took him to one side, put his fingers in his ears, touched his tongue, and that man, who couldn't hear or speak, began to hear and speak. Well, we can say, well, there's quite a few differences in the two miracles, aren't there? But we can say this, he has done all things well. Now, let's see what we can learn from the first miracle. Now, I'd suggest to you this dear woman had true faith. True faith. Here she is in the area of Tyre and Sidon on the border there. In Israel, there was plenty of religion. But there was also plenty of unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ. But this outsider had true faith. Now you think about the things which were against her. It's incredible, this woman. She came and literally fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you think of the things that were against her. Number one, her locality was against her. Tyre and Sidon, they were known as ungodly cities. The Lord Jesus spoke about how they should be judged. There was idolatry and all sorts of immoral sins there. But this dear woman, she came and fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Her nationality was against her. She was a Gentile, a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. Now, if you're not a Jew, they used to look upon the Gentiles as dogs. That's a clue about what I'm going to say in a few moments. You were a second-class citizen. The Jews were far superior. That's what their thinking was like. But this dear lady, she came. And she fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was something else against her. She was a woman. Now, we wouldn't appreciate that today. But in those days, women, well, they just served. They were second rate. Generally, when there was a gathering together, it was the men who gathered together. And more than likely in the room where the Lord Jesus Christ, it was all men. But this woman came and fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was something else against her. And this is the big one. Satan was against her. We don't know all the details, but we do know that at home she had a young daughter who had an unclean spirit. She was possessed by a demon. This demon had taken over this young girl's life. This demon had taken over the home of this lady. Her dear daughter was possessed by this evil spirit. And day after day, this lady was living in an atmosphere where there was an unclean spirit. Now you just imagine what a miserable existence that must have been. But this dear lady came and fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what true faith does? Despite all the difficulties and all the obstacles and all the discouragements, a person comes and falls at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what a Christian is? Someone who has come despite the difficulties and the obstacles. They have come with irresistible grace to the Lord Jesus Christ and fell at his feet. And that's how a person becomes a Christian. It's a miracle. And you know what the Christian's experience is ever since? With all the difficulties of life and all the discouragements of life, they come and they fall at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, because they know that he alone can help them in their difficulties and all their problems and all their cares of this life. So she comes and she falls at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's another question we need to ask. How did this woman know about the Lord Jesus Christ? And how did this woman know that the Lord Jesus Christ could cast out unclean spirits? She's an outsider. Here she is, living in the area of Tyre and Sidon. How would she have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ? Almost all of his ministry was contained in the land of Israel. So how would she have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ? And by the way, why did the Lord Jesus Christ go to the Tyre and Sidon, along the borders there? Was it that this dear woman might come into blessing? Our Lord's ways are wonderful. But how did she hear about the Lord Jesus Christ? Can I make a suggestion? You don't have to believe this bit, by the way, but it's a possibility. Do you remember when we were in chapter 5 of Mark's Gospel? There was Legion. Now, he had an unclean spirit. He was in a poor way. He really was. And you remember how the Lord Jesus Christ healed him? And there he sat at Jesus' feet in his right mind. What a miracle that was. And Legion said, "I want to come with you, Lord." But Legion said, "Now you need to go home. And you need to go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you." Well, sure thing, he went home. And he published abroad all that the Lord Jesus Christ had done for him. Now my suggestion is this. Did someone who met Legion, and Legion told him how I was had unclean spirit, but the Lord came and he healed me, and here I am. Did someone on their journey hear of Legion? And as they travelled up to near Tyre and Sidon, they began to tell people, "Hey, do you know this? We met a man. He said he had an unclean spirit. He was in a poor way. He was living in a graveyard. He was out of his mind. But this Jesus of Nazareth came and he healed him. And sure enough, he's in his right mind now." And somehow around that conversation got around Tyre and Sidon, and this dear woman heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he could heal people with unclean spirits. And when she heard that the Lord Jesus Christ was in that area, she came to the Lord Jesus Christ and fell at his feet. Now, when Legion was saying, "Look what the Lord's done for me," he didn't know how his testimony would affect other people. Now, whether my suggestion's right or not, that doesn't matter. But I know this. There have been Christians. They've given a word of testimony. And the person who heard the word of testimony, well, didn't seem really interested, really. You gave a Christian leaflet out. And you say, "I wonder if it would be read." A person passes by the open air meeting. I wonder if they heard anything. But what we are doing, we are sowing the seed of the word of God. And we don't know where it will end up, just like Legion didn't know where his testimony would end up. And the Lord uses unusual things. Listen to this story. A young man went to university. He came from a non-Christian background. More likely never heard the gospel in his life. In the early days at the university, the CU were trying to befriend people and encourage people to come to the CU and go to church. And they persuaded this young man to take a Bible. So he took the Bible, perhaps just to keep them quiet. Went back to his room, got the Bible, put it under his bed. And there it was for a year, gathering dust. And like all good students, one day he said, well, I better clean my room. And lo and behold, as he was cleaning his room, he found the Bible under his bed. Remember, it's been there for a year. And he starts reading his Bible. And he can't put it down. And he says to himself, I need to go to church. I'm glad to say he went to a church where he heard the gospel. And that man was converted. Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you something else amazing. That young man, Robert Hunt, now works for the Open Air Mission, preaching the gospel in London. Those CU people thought, oh, well, that was a hard day, wasn't it? Nothing happened today. But a year later, he starts reading his Bible and is wonderfully converted. We just do not know where our words of testimony, our Christian literature, our gospel preaching ends up. We believe that the word is the seed, and the seed can bring forth fruit in a person's life. So here's this woman. She comes and she falls at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, imploring him to heal her young daughter.